Upper90Studios.com.
Fantasy Premier League tips and cheats. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. The new fixture difficulty cheat sheet is ready, with all the team ratings from best to worst. Before game week 8, I was feeling a little bit stuck. After game week 8, it was even worse. The good news is working on the fixtures helped to uncover a new combination differential. The more information I have, the easier it is to access my intuition when making transfers. Should I sell Pookie and buy Wilson? We're going to find out in this video. On the previous video, I was looking for a big reply from my premium differentials, Aguero and Son. Instead, Man City lost 2-0 at home to Wolves, Tottenham were beaten 3-0 by Brighton. So my first thought was to reset. Let me rebuild from the safety of the popular template, the Elite 64. There's nothing wrong with doing that, it's like starting over. This would buy more time to assess performances, then I can find the right moment to go on the attack. But it just didn't feel right. My intuition was always gnawing away at me, pushing me to find other alternatives. So to help reset my team, I banked a transfer so I would have 2 free transfers for the international break, game week 9. I kept De Bruyne because I didn't want to use up a transfer to bring him back later on. I might have other issues to deal with. I knew Sako was injured for Crystal Palace, so I was actually okay with Martin Kelly coming in off the bench if De Bruyne missed out game week 8. Thankfully, Kelly did step in from the bench with 7 points from an assist and 2 bonus points. So my team actually scored 40 points game week 8, small green arrows, but it's yet another low average score. I can't control the inconsistency from the players, but I can continue to do my research. I can work on the fixture difficulty cheat sheet, which I updated for game week 10 through game week 21, all the way to January. Working on the team ratings opened up a new set of ideas that I hadn't previously considered. It rated Spurs attackers as having a red fixture at home against Newcastle game week 3, Spurs lost 1-0. That same week, it gave the green light for Salah against Arsenal, he scored twice. The official FPL website, their FDR ratings, that had a red fixture for Salah game week 3 when he scored 15 points. Game week 8, Man City at home versus Wolves, that was also red for Man City attackers according to our fixture difficulty cheat sheet, they lost 2-0 at home. Of course it's not perfect, but these are the fixture ratings that I trust, it has a unique algorithm to set team strength, and it's broken down by attackers and defenders. It also adapts to performances and results throughout the season. Now I'm not saying to make all the transfer decisions using the cheat sheet, it's another factor just like form, rotation risk, and ownership stats. But when you're feeling stuck, this information might be the push you need to get you back up and running. So before I show you my transfer plan for game week 9, I'm going to do a quick glance at the more interesting findings, the best and worst team ratings. Take a look at the ratings for Arsenal attackers game week 9 through game week 13. This is very different from what you're going to find on the official FPL website, their FDR, which shows all green for Arsenal players. They don't break it down by attackers and defenders, at least not until they watch this video. The experts hate me. So, by the way, this new cheat sheet is from game week 10 through game week 21, but I posted the ratings for game week 9 on social media using the updated team strength algorithm. So check it out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The fixture difficulty cheat sheet is free to email subscribers. Go to upper90studios.com, click the fantasy tab at the top, and you'll see the sign up box. If you have a problem receiving it, email us and we'll take care of it manually. Only if you use Gmail, check the promotions tab. If you use Hotmail, check your spam filter. So what's the transfer plan for game week 9? Pookie to Wilson seems like a straightforward and popular transfer this week. Now the cheat sheet shows green for Pookie against Bournemouth game week 9. Norwich's fixtures are actually pretty good in general, at least for their attackers. No red opponents until game week 17. Selling Pookie might not be that simple. And he scored twice for Finland. He's now the third highest scorer in their history. I also waited too long to bring in Abraham. I thought he might be inconsistency because he's young, and I was also worried about doubling up on Chelsea attackers. I was wrong. I was coming in with mental baggage from previous seasons watching Chelsea, and experience sometimes works against you. I'm going to make a video on this topic in a future video. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and hit the notifications so you don't miss out on anything. So when I sold Ceballos for Mount and never looked back, moving for Abraham feels like a similar decision. Since Hayden is still suspended, horrible timing, and Kelly has difficult fixtures, my bench feels light. Last week, De Bruyne didn't play. This week, there are doubts over Salah. So after considering all the factors, why not move for all 3 forwards, Abraham, Wilson, and Pookie? And that's plan A. Transfers out Aguero, Gallagher, transfers in Abraham, Wilson. Keeping Pookie in a combination differential. This plan also solves another problem, which is the captaincy. I might have taken a chance on Aguero again, but their fixture game week 9 is red, Crystal Palace away. I also saw that Aguero has been dealing with a small injury, so I don't know if that's an opportunity to start Gabriel Jesus. It's impossible to predict Guardiola. Game week 7, he rested Aguero in the League Cup, then benched him again that weekend in the league. Game week 8, he starts Aguero in the Champions League and starts him again a few days later. So if I go with plan A, my captain would be Callum Wilson at home versus Norwich. It's an easy decision. Norwich have conceded 21 league goals this season, which averages to about 2 to 3 goals per game. I'm also experimenting with a new combination differential, Abraham Wilson Pukki, to gain the edge. I was putting a lot of pressure on two premium players, Aguero and Son, and now I'm spreading out the risk over three players. Before transfers this round, less than 10% in the Elite 64 League owned this combination of forwards. Sterling is also in my mind, but the timing is tricky this week against Crystal Palace. Man City then have three home games in their next four, and that's when I'll reassess. On paper, Son has a good fixture at home against Watford game week 9. There's a small chance he could come off the bench after international duty with South Korea. The real concern is Spurs and their current form. That's what I'm focusing on. I'm going to show you my plan B on the Game Week 9 blog post at upper90studios.com. Here's the Elite 64 ownership stats from fantasypl.com. I was feeling stuck, but working on the fixture cheat sheet led me to a new transfer strategy. Three forwards and a new combination differential. The more research I do, the more information I have, the easier it is to access and trust my intuition. These are the things I can control to turn my season around. So that's going to be a wrap for today. Stay tuned for my next video. If you like my music, all my songs are free to download on the website. See the link in the description. Be sure to follow at Upper 90 Studios on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, where you get an inside scoop before YouTube. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and turn on your post notifications, because this season is going to be incredible. Don't forget to subscribe to our email list and get your free fixture difficulty cheat sheet. Click the Fantasy Premier League tab at upper90studios.com. If you're on a computer, it's at the top right of the page. If you're on a phone, it's at the bottom. Thanks for watching. See you soon.